Do you know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. That's... it's just an awful feeling.
Maestro, do you ever have a bad day?
Once in a while.
Yeah, like when was the last bad day you had?
2013.
2013. Yeah. You actually had one 2 years ago, mm-hmm. Right?
That's, yeah, that's it was pretty... like in a February bad day.
So define a bad day for you. Because you're always
things
so stinking
working.
Cheery. Things stop working.
Yeah, I've got to run and get people that know what they're doing, and I'll lose all control. That's a bad day for me.
In your business, it is very dangerous to lose control, no doubt about that. Well, one thing's for certain is you are always cheery to the point of it being almost annoying because, you know, I'm kind of a moody person, good. I must confess. I'm a little bit of a moody person. I tend to sway a little bit more than I should be admitting on the air, but sometimes... the microphone brings out the truth side of you, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, we're not here to talk about my need for a shrink. We are here to talk about career callings, and that's the name of the show here, Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and we're glad you could join us today. And feel free to reach out to us by phone, text, or email, by phone or text at 864-381-7649, 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. About a week ago or so, I was in downtown Greenville for a business meeting at an office building, a nice office building here in downtown Greenville. And when I got off the elevator to go to my meeting, I looked to my right, and I saw the name of a company that I recognized, and the name of that company is Servosity. And I thought to myself, man, when I get done with this meeting, I got to step in there and see if my friend Damien is in there, because I know Damien Stevens, our guest for today. We've known each other for, gosh, probably about a dozen years or so now, and I haven't, shame on me, haven't talked to him in several years, but I knew that he had a company called Servosity, and when I saw that name, I'm like, I'm going to see if he's at home working today. And so after the meeting, I knocked on the door, and even though he recognized me, he let me in the door. And we had a great conversation just doing some catching up, and as we were doing that, I thought to myself, you know, his story would be a great story for the radio show, because this is all about career callings, about God's vocational calling in your life and how to discern that and how to have the courage to take the step or the steps that will take you from where you might be now to God's vocational calling in your life. And that is a journey that Damien has actually taken. And so before I give you give Damien the microphone, just want to let you know that he has been in the IT business for quite a long time. We met years ago when he owned a web development company called UtopiaNet with his partner at the time, Milan Popat, another one of my great friends, and then transitioned into the world of Servosity. And Servosity is a company that delivers mission-critical backup and disaster recovery services to businesses, all about helping businesses so back up and recover their very, very important data. So with that brief introduction, Damien Stevens, welcome to the program.
Hey, Robbie. Thanks for having me.
Man, you bet. How's life been treating you lately?
Fantastic. I'm definitely blessed.
Yes, you are. You are indeed. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show to talk about how God's blessed you since we last conversed, and just kind of give the folks a little bit bigger or better understanding of who Damien Stevens is and a little bit about the path that God has brought you down over the last several years to where you are now with not only Servosity, but also with your family.
Yeah, I appreciate that question. I'm definitely very blessed. Would say I come from a kind of a humble blue collar background, and so we were just always thankful to actually have food. on the table every night. And I can tell you my career has been, it's not been up and to the right, like most charts show you.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a series of ups and downs. And I don't think my path to getting here is has been a straight one, nor anyone's recommended path, but it's been a blessing. Even though it hasn't been without its challenges, it's been a real blessing. Just to give you a high-level overview, I dropped out of high school when I was at the beginning of 10th grade. So not recommending that's the path you should take.
Right.
The path I took, but it had to do with a lot of things. Again, we just didn't really have much money to make ends meet. And so I saw it as a burden then, but I see it as a blessing now that I had to help work to make ends meet. So at the time I was working 30, 35 hours a week and trying to go to high school. Those didn't agree with each other. So I dropped out, but I knew I wanted to do more with my life, even though I had no idea what more meant. And so I took my GED and passed it. And basically, in what was my 10th grade of high school year, I enrolled at Spartanburg, what is now Spartanburg Community College. It was Spartanburg Technical College at the time,
mm-hmm.
Because I had an interest in computers, although I really enrolled in essentially like a automated manufacturing robotics program. So it was an interesting path, not one I would recommend. I worked, and basically by the time my peers were graduating high school, I nearly had my associate's degree. By the time I would have been graduating high school, that was my start. Many other things after that, but again, just my point is not a traditional path by any means.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of work were you engaged in when you were leaving high school and entering into Spartanburg Community or Spartanburg Tech at the time? What kind of job did you have?
Well, I'll tell you, it was super high end, very technical executive position. I believe my title at the time, working for a cotton mill called Springs Industry,
okay,
was sweeper.
You were the you were the executive sweeper.
I was the sweeper, right? So the only one that had to sweep the cotton off the floor.
Job security,
so,
man. if you're the only sweeper, you've got job security.
Exactly. So I swept the floor working at a cotton mill, and worked 12-hour shifts. 8 hours was the normal, and I'd pick up another 4 hours, half the time or something, to kind of work my way through college.
Now, when you got that associate's degree, now did you stop with the associate's degree, or did you go on and get another degree after that?
Now, you'll see a pattern here. So I dropped out of high school to go to college.
Right.
And I was about a semester or two away from finishing college, and I dropped out of college.
At least you're consistent, pal. At least you're consistent.
It just goes to show, if you keep trying, you can be a high school and a college dropout.
Nicely done.
So I was kind of equal parts impatient and ambitious, and so I dropped out of college essentially to try a couple things, working for a couple places. I had learned and picked up computers. I was interested in IT and just liked to, you know, mess with my own computer and take it apart and, you know, reload the software and try to figure out what worked. And I got a little job for less than a year working at a computer place, and kind of grew in terms of responsibility and pay in less than a year pretty rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
But by the end of that year, I found myself laid off. And so I that's not exactly what my calling was or my plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did what I think most people do. I furiously started sending out resumes, hoping that I would get a job and kind of be able to pay the bills. And that being said, I had always wanted to start my own business, and I have no idea why I did, except for Providence, but I decided to essentially quit applying for jobs and start my first business at the wise age of 20, nearly 21. And so
now, was
21
that...
was the peak of my knowledge. I knew everything at 21. It's only been downhill ever since.
Yeah, you were ahead of the curve. I think I knew everything at 22, so you beat me a little bit there. I'm a little jealous. Now was the first entrepreneurial endeavor, and we've got about 2 minutes here before our break. Now was your first entrepreneurial endeavor UtopiaNet, or did you do something prior to that? It was UtopiaNet.
It was, yes. So this is hard to imagine now, but this was about 16 years ago, and there were really no companies doing websites for businesses. And I kind of thought this newfangled internet thing might take off. It sounds ridiculous now, but almost nobody had a website. And so I was working with a company that said, "Hey, we want a website." So I said, "Well, I'll find somebody to do that." And I looked around the upstate of South Carolina, and there was no companies that were really advertising that they built websites or would do that for companies. So I said, "Sure, I'll build you a website." And so I kind of contracted to build my first website, and with my life savings of something like $2,000, I didn't apply for another job, and I went for it. I jumped right off into the deep end.
Right off into the deep, dark world of web design. You know, back that you said 1999 was when that started. So that's, I remember back when I was in college in the early 90s, someone came up with the idea of this new thing called email. I should really get into this new thing called email. I was like, what is email? That sounds stupid. I tell you what, well, we gotta go off to the break, Damien, but we're going to pick this up on the other side of the break and talk about how these humble beginnings have led you to where you are now as the head of Servosity. Come on back from the break in just a few minutes. Not long ago, I had a coffee with a young man who I'll call Larry, and Larry was having a tough time in his life because of some financial and emotional woes that had cropped up in his life and was hurting his family. And these financial and emotional woes that had kind of cropped up had cropped up because of a bad career choice. He had chosen a career for the wrong reasons. It was a career mismatch. And as a result of the stress that came from that, his family was suffering emotionally and financially. Hey, don't let that happen to you. Go ahead and do something about it by taking the Career Direct Assessment. The Career Direct Assessment was created by the late Larry Burkett for the very purpose of helping Christians biblically understand and discern how to find a career that matches up with the design God created them with. And just listen for a second, if you will, from a happy, satisfied client of Career Callings named Denise. Denise took Larry Burkett's Career Direct Assessment, and as she says in her testimonial, quote, "Once I completed the assessment, Robbie conducted a video call consultation with me to review my results, and he's easy to talk to, and his passion for helping people find their career direction comes through in his compassionate communication style. After asking several questions, he explained everything well and helped highlight certain insights that were key to my future. More importantly, God and His glory came shining through the session. While Robbie was asking insightful questions during the session, I experienced a significant moment of confirmation and revelation for my life. I could see a glimpse of the bigger picture God had been working in my life over the last few years, and suddenly several events made sense and prayers were answered while inspiring an enthusiasm to move toward my confirmed career calling. Praise God for the work Robbie is doing for and through Christ, and my sincere thanks for helping direct me on to my kingdom work." Thanks, Denise, for your great testimonial. And hey, the Career Direct Assessment has greatly influenced my life, and that's why I want to be able to share it with other people and help people avoid the financial and emotional pain that career mismatches bring. If you'd like to investigate whether or not the Career Direct Assessment is good for you, someone maybe who's already in the workplace looking for an answer to the question, why am I doing what I'm doing? Or maybe you have a loved one, like a child going off to college, that you want to give them some direction on the front end of the career search. Wherever you are in life, at whatever age you're at, the Career Direct Assessment can absolutely help you. I've counseled with teenagers up to 70-year-olds, and the Career Direct Assessment can help them all. If you'd like to learn more about the Career Direct Assessment,
Go to careercallings.net/discover. That's careercallings.net/discover, and learn more about it and see if it'll benefit you.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of. Perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
We're back with Career Callings. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and you can reach out by phone, text, or email at 864-381-7649, 864-381-7649 for phone or text, and then by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. Here on the radio airwaves today with my good friend Damian Stevens, owner of Servosity, and we were talking before the break about how God had been directing his steps and how he had gone from high school dropout to college dropout to owner of his first company, UtopiaNet. And then, Damian, if you'll pick up with the narrative from there and tell us how you went from UtopiaNet to Servosity and how the Lord kind of directed those steps for you.
Absolutely. Well, so I started my first company. Again, I was 20, turning 21. I knew way less then than I even know now, which is not saying a lot. and I really made every mistake you could make. It was incredibly tough. I don't recommend that path necessarily for anyone because I made all the mistakes the hard way. One thing I learned is there's a lot of people out there that you can learn from. Reading books, meeting with locally a lot of other entrepreneurs and mentors that have helped me get where I am today and continue to help me get and improve. And so I built this company, and we just did whatever it took to take care of our clients. And that's really what it was founded on, is whatever it took, whatever it takes to not only get the website done, but get it done when we promised, on budget, on time. And so that was fantastic, but we did a lot of web and email hosting for our clients, and even being technical people, we struggled to be able to back up and recover those servers, knowing that we had hundreds of clients that if our servers crashed, would be without email, websites, unable for them to place orders on the e-commerce website, all those things. And so we bought off-the-shelf solutions and tried those, and they just didn't work. Our current company, Servosity, that I founded, was born out of that need, that frustration. Even though we were reasonably technical people, we couldn't make the servers back up reliably and recover quickly and reliably. And I kind of looked out in the marketplace, tried a few things, nothing worked well. And so we built something to solve the own problem, and we realized that our average customer was a small business owner who was much less technical than us and struggled with the same issue. And that's how the modest beginnings of Servosity was born, as a side project to another company. Fast forward a couple years after that, and Servosity was gaining momentum and gaining customers and starting to have the recurring revenues equal to UtopiaNet that I had spent at that point nearly a decade building. And fast forward to 2010, and I just realized I was really passionate about helping companies make IT easy, make servers uncrashable. I want people to focus on what they do for a living, not focus on managing servers and infrastructure. It should just be like the easy button for servers. Mm-hmm. And so that is our mission, to make IT easy and make servers uncrashable. And so I was fortunate enough to sell UtopiaNet in 2010 and hire our first employee and begin working on Servosity full-time.
And now 5 years later, the rest, as they say, is history. You have, I think you told me the other day, 10 employees now and are still growing that business in the right direction. And that's
absolutely.
That's fantastic. Well,
very,
go ahead.
Very blessed.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, the... You know, you are a prototypical entrepreneur. I have read and studied entrepreneurship for quite a long time now, and your makeup is what a lot of the entrepreneurs have. The school dropout. That's not uncommon. The person who is very much geared towards wanting to serve a specific need that they have detected in the marketplace and sparing no expense of time and energy to go after the solution to that problem. So you're very prototypical in that nature. But not everybody's an entrepreneur. Not everybody's going to be wired to be able to start a business, but they're all in pursuit of their career calling, need to be poised to do what you're doing, and that's see a need that God has created them to fill and then have the courage to go fill it, whether it is starting a business or whether it is going to work for a business that enables them to fill out or to fulfill that life purpose. When you look back on your story, Damien, and look at how God has directed your steps, can you pinpoint a time when it seemed like God was directing you down a path that didn't make a lot of sense, and if so, what happened? What lessons did you learn from that experience?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I had, you know, a few different false starts even before I started my first business, where I essentially tried very different careers, everything from kind of robotics to welding to car audio to IT. I mean, just very, very different fields, and I kind of tried them because I wasn't sure what I really wanted to do, and really part of it was I was very interested in IT and computers, to use a generic term, but you know, it just felt more like a hobby. It didn't dawn on me that could actually be a vocation at the time, and so it took me quite a while to figure that out. And even when I started my first business, it wasn't like when I started the business or when I made it the first year in business, which is still a milestone, that I just looked in the mirror and said, I've got it figured out. Mm-hmm. I'm still not sure I've got it figured out. but I feel like now I know this is where God calls me to be. And I pray for his wisdom and guidance and discernment every single day. And I pray something that makes me a little scared to pray. I pray that if this is not where he wants me to be, that he shows me and mm-hmm. I have the strength to go there. And that's way easier for me to say than practice. Because I love what I'm doing. And I feel like it taken me years of trying different careers, for lack of a better way of saying it, and then really doing this. And then while many years later, after starting a business, several years later, probably at least 5 years later, before I started to make even a reasonable income. So it wasn't about the typical start a business, become wealthy, quote-unquote, overnight by any means. That seems like that would have been a nice option, but I never figured that one out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, by using worldly indicators such as pay, you know, the first several years, first 5 years, I wouldn't have said I was successful by any means, but I was really passionate about helping people, and I am today still. And that's to me been the biggest alignment. Figure out what you're passionate about and what you're good at, and start working on it. I didn't know near what I knew 15 years ago when I really started my first business 16 years ago now. But I started it, and I tried something, and I got out of my comfort zone. And there's nothing like getting out of your comfort zone to bring you closer to God.
That's a true statement.
That'll help your prayer life.
Oh, that is such a true statement. You know, the Christian life is a walk of faith, not in every aspect of our lives, including the vocational one. I think a lot of times we Christians miss that sometimes to do what God wants us to do from a career standpoint does require that we take a step of faith and trust Him for that income and everything else that revolves around it. Well, we've got about 2.5 minutes left, Damien, and with that, I want to ask you this question. I think you've actually already answered this question, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it anyway and see if you say anything differently than what you already just said. If I were to sit you down in a room of high school seniors and ask you to give them your best advice for discovering and fulfilling God's vocational calling in their lives, what would that advice be?
I think it would unequivocally be just start working on something that you're passionate about. Just start doing it. I don't mean drop out of college or drop out of high school or college. What I mean is just start doing it. I feel like I know in my case, you know, there felt like this pressure that I should graduate high school and then go to a vocational or a four-year college or something like that. You know, maybe dreaming of going to an Ivy League college and then going there seems like the idea or the definition of success. And I think most people, that by the time they're 25 or 30 years old, a lot of people I know don't know what they want to do for a living. And I think that's okay. It's just talk about it. I think much less when you're 17 or 18 and you're trying to figure out what feels like the rest of your life. So what I would say is figure out what you're passionate about. Just start working on it. To me, what I was passionate about led into other things. It led me to meet other people that have been fantastic mentors, and it helped me figure out what I was more passionate about, who I really am, and it's been a faith walk to understand that. And we're not all called to do the same thing, and so it doesn't matter if you're going to be a doctor or dentist, or if you're going to be a sweeper and sweep the floors. Mm-hmm. Whatever God's calling you to do, I like to remember that I work for God, not for just the employer, and so I want to do it to the best of my abilities, no matter what that is, and to do what you're passionate about, right? And you may not immediately know what you're passionate about, but do something that feels like you're passionate about, and that'll lead you to your passion. And just get started. You may not know what you want to do, but just get started doing it and keep doing it and surround yourself with others that are positive and not going to give up and just take a quote-unquote job to pay the bills.
Yep.
Absolutely. Just do something you really want to do.
Absolutely. Great advice. Now, give us a quick pitch in 15 seconds. How can people reach you and Servosity?
Absolutely. Servosity is at servosity.com. So Servosity. If you want to take a look at us, and I'd be happy for anybody to reach out if you have any questions, comments, or would love any feedback. My email, my personal email address, is dstevens@servosity.com.
And of course, as always, I'll link to that information on my own website, careercallings.net/radio. Have a blessed day.